I'm looking at this email, and this is incredible in many ways. But I'll just bring it to your attention as it is as follows. Right, it's from a parent. The girls of lower sixth were allowed to use the sixth form centre on Wednesday past as part of the upper sixth had actually left the school. So the girls who don't usually go into a particular part of Ashfield Girls High School were able to go into this particular centre as a bit of a perk, and it's something that the kids all look forward to. And apparently there was a Christmas tree that was left in the centre. Now, this is June, but there was a Christmas tree that was left in the centre, and this is on Thursday. This is Ashfield Girls High School we're talking about. So the Christmas tree was there, and it's an odd sort of a thing to see in the middle of the summer, but there it was, a Christmas tree. But the Christmas tree had a mask at the top of the Christmas tree, a mask of a very well-known former politician who died recently. Martin McGuinness's face was on the Christmas tree. And also on the Christmas tree was a high-vis jacket, which already had been in the room. So you can imagine the Christmas tree is there, the mask of Martin McGuinness is at the top of the Christmas tree, the high-vis jacket is fixed to the Christmas tree to obviously make it look like as if Martin McGuinness is wearing a high-vis jacket. And in the room as well were Ulster flags, which I'm trying to work out if these were linked to the Christmas tree or not. But on Friday, there was a special assembly that was being held for sixth form girls by the head teacher. And she informed the girls that there was a complaint by a member of staff, by a person who was working in the school, that indeed the person had been offended by the presence of this Christmas tree with the high-vis jacket and the mask of Martin McGuinness. And a girl later took responsibility for putting the tree there, for putting the high-vis jacket on it, and for fixing the mask of Martin McGuinness to the tree, and explained that it was a joke, that no harm was meant, but the young woman who did this was suspended from the school. Now, the parent who is bringing it to our attention is saying, is there a fact here now that everyone is just so easily offended? How do people get so offended? I find it to be beyond belief, says this parent. They're trying to keep everyone happy. Ridiculous comes to mind. No one can do anything now in case they offend someone else. I personally, says the parent, thought it was very funny. And if my daughter was the person who did it and was suspended for such a stupid thing, I wouldn't want her to go back to a school with such stupid rules. It was funny, says the text, says the email. The girls worked so hard this year, their exams are almost over, and now it has finished like this for one girl. Was it stupid? Yes, it was. It's trivial. Threatened to be expelled. This is extreme. Suspended. Ridiculous. You should contact the school to get their opinions, says the person who sent the actual email to us and provided us with his name, by the way. We did contact the school, apparently, according to our production team. We spoke to the principal, who is Alison McGavin, and this is the statement from the school, the head teacher not being available. This was totally unacceptable behaviour. We do not tolerate it. The offensive material was discovered by cleaning staff who were themselves offended by what they saw. The pupil admitted to it very quickly and was told to apologise. It transpires that her fellow pupils had already advised her to remove the offensive material, but she did not do so. Ashfield Girls High School is inclusive and have a wide range of religions and backgrounds here. Nothing like this has ever happened before. The pupil in question has been suspended. So that is from the school itself, and your opinions are very welcome indeed. If your child was at school and in Ashfield, in the east of the city, and dressed a Christmas tree up as the late Martin McGuinness and attached some Ulster flags to it and a high-vis jacket, would you expect her to be suspend it, or would you see it to be something that was funny? One parent thinks it's very funny. The head teacher of the school thinks it is absolutely unacceptable. Not only leads to some form of discipline, but leads to suspension. Your opinions. 0289 0333 105. Good morning to you. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.